Hi, and welcome to this week's episode. So it's my 1 year bizniversary this month in February, and can't quite believe it's been 12 months. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, as most people, I think, first year in business and can relate to that. I kind of just wanted to talk about this episode. I wanted to talk about, you know, what's happened this past year and things that I've learned in my business. But first, I do have some news relating to the podcast. I've loved starting this podcast and interviewing all the inspiring ladies I've met along my journey so far. But now my business has evolved from VA to podcast manager. I'd really like to do a podcast that is aimed more at my ideal client and that helps them with their podcasting journey. And as much as I love doing this podcast, I need to be realistic in what I can actually get done along with my client work. So this will actually be the final episode of the Virtually Inspiring podcast. But before I tell you the details of my new podcast, so like I said, I just wanted to delve a little bit into what I've learned this past year. I was going to write a blog, but podcasting made more sense to me. So I thought it'd be a really nice end to this podcast to just talk a little bit about, you know, my journey now and where I'm going to go moving forward. So let's just dive right in. In no particular order, I have learned to stop comparing myself to other people's businesses. I mean, this is a big one. Lots of people kind of talk about this, and I'm in no way mastered any of these things. These are just things that I've picked up and realized that I need to build up my resilience and have that mindset shift to. I do recognize it more now and do try to tackle it and reframe it in my mind. It's not always possible to reframe it depending on what mood I'm in, I guess, and I bet that's the same for people out there listening. So, but I do feel that I'm better at recognizing it, and I just try to stop and step back and get some perspective on it, which I think is probably the best thing to do. I've learned that I don't want my business to like blow up and be like a massive, I mean, this is obviously dream thinking, a big business. I really like it being small at the moment. It fits me and my lifestyle that I want to live. And I do feel that I should have wanted it to be, you know, come on, grow my business, grow. But that's kind of not what I want to do. So I can't remember whose podcast episode I was listening to, but it might have been Michelle Denio's, or somebody's like giving yourself permission that if your business wants to be small, if you want it to be small, that's okay. So that was a little bit of a light bulb moment for me. I didn't feel like I had to, like, you know, grow my business to like a six-figure business. I'm quite happy. I'm allowed to be wanting my business to stay kind of where it is or a little bit bigger, but I don't have to want it to grow that big. It kind of leads me into like looking back at my goals and why I started this business. It's not something I've really ever done before. But obviously, I've never run my own business before, but like completely solo. But yeah, it did lead me to go back to think about like why I started it. I started it so I could take the kids to school. I could start it so I could have more, you know, freedom around my schedule. And I started it so I could work from home and do stuff that I want to do in the week. And for me, I know that, you know, growing a business takes a lot more commitment as well. It's going to take a lot more of my time. It's just natural that it will. And I'm not prepared to give that part up yet. So that's kind of learned to come to terms with that and be happy and in that's what I want. And I don't have to want something else. It's okay to say no to work that doesn't fit in with you anymore. And that obviously can change. It can evolve over the time. I know my ideal client has evolved from when I started to now. Obviously, I started out doing more VA work, and then I really found, I suppose, quite quickly that I loved the podcasting. And, you know, just now being offered work that stuff that I used to do, it's very, very tempting because I know that I'm capable of doing it to take that kind of work, but it then won't leave space in my schedule for work that I really want to do that brings me the most joy. So, and it is very difficult to turn down work like that, but I have started to do that. If another opportunity, now I will quite happily recommend somebody I know who I think would be a better fit. So it's, I mean, yeah, it's hard because it's money, but I do feel happier doing that because I know that the podcasting really gives me the most joy, and that is why I've chosen to really think, right, I'm going to give this a real go. So, and I'm never going to be able to do that if I'm filling all my time up with things that aren't bringing me the joy. So it's okay to say no. And I've learned that I'm always learning. Every day is a learning day. So I think that you could, I mean, we all know we can all build on our skills. There's always something that we can do better, not in a competitive sense, but it's like learning to socially evolve and, you know, standing up for things that you believe in, that you believe is right. And it's the same with your learning. You can always learn something and grow as a person, which I do love. And I've never really thought about it like that before, but I mean, there's a lot of things out there, you know, on social media where you read things like that. And obviously sometimes it's a bit much, but it is nice to, it is something that is good to bear in mind and to reflect upon. Reflecting is pretty something that I kind of do consciously or try to do consciously now. I'm not sure I ever really, I maybe thought it was a little bit woo for me, but actually having sat and done some reflecting, especially in these past few years, has really helped me. So if you're not already doing that, I'd kind of say give it a try because it might help you. I've learned that planning in quarterly blocks really helps me focus. Now, I've only done 2 blocks of quarterly planning, which is kind of unlike me because I'm a very organized person. I like to plan things out. I mean, I do plan my week out and color code my schedule, which I do every week. But and I need to give a shout out to the awesome Hannah McCormick, who gave me her brilliant plan to really help me focus. All the planning I was going to do in December kind of fell by the wayside when I had to have my appendix out, emergency style. So I never got to do the planning that I wanted to do in December. So I was doing it in January, and I was having a conversation with Hannah because I work with Hannah as an associate, and also she is one of my clients on a really exciting project that you should check out, which for solopreneurs. It's called Showing Up Solo. I will put some information in the show notes, because if you need help with your social media marketing, Hannah and Nicole are the people to go and help, because they are lovely and they speak so much sense. So I will leave a link in the show notes. But she gave me her the template for the plan, and it really helped me focus. It kind of had it all out there week by week. So what is the goal that I want to achieve in my 3 months? And then work backwards on how I can do that, like little steps. And that kind of really helped me break everything down. So I think sometimes I find it difficult to do a really big picture view of things. I quite like the 3 month chunk. It also feels like for somebody who loves ticking off a to-do list, 12 months is a really long time to wait to tick something off my list. So in 3 months, I really feel like that's, you can really then see whether you've achieved your goal, or if you haven't, what do I need to do to make that happen next time? What things can I tweak? So I really kind of like that. So that's something that's worked really well for me. And I've also learned, lastly, there's probably lots of other things, but last big one is community. I have met some fabulous people on my journey. I have, you know, lots of people that I speak to on a very regular basis on LinkedIn and offline. Like Hannah's one of them. And a massive thing for Chantelle, because joining her Copy College really gave me that sense of community. And then it's just carried on. you know, it's not just like ended at the end of the course, like it can do for a lot of different courses. Of course, Lisa Tomlinson and Des and Michelle, the Happy HR crew, that I know we're not really doing Happy HR in the same way as we were a few months ago. But these ladies have been like mega important with my community, and we regularly chat and support each other. They're also going through the first year or so of their businesses as well. So we've really been able to help each other along the way. And Hayley Hudson and the VA Lounge has been really great as well. Hayley is an awesome human being. And we are going to meet up at the PA show, which I cannot wait for. And anyone else out there that is thinking about going, please let me know, because I would love to meet you face to face. It would be really great to have a coffee and catch up face to face. It's the 8th and 9th of March. I'll put a link to the PA show in the show notes just in case you haven't heard about it. But yeah, let me know if you're thinking about going. And last but not least, Colette Bratton. I met Colette at the VA Lounge, or the VA Expo, when I very first started last March. And we have stayed in touch and we get on really well. And I have the privilege of working with Colette, which is really lovely. I could not ask for a better client. Really understanding when I had to go off in December and not do any work because of my appendix and everything. So I'm also part of Colette's Marketing Momentum group, where we have amazing trainings, all to do with our marketing, making ourselves accountable. You've probably seen me post about the accountability sessions, which I love, have worked really well for me, really helps me focus and get things done in my business instead of just going pushing it and things like that, even though I schedule it in my diary. Colette also has some exciting things coming up this year, so keep your eyes peeled. And if you're not already following her on socials, then you should do. So I will put a link in the show notes as well, so you can catch what she has to say. So that has kind of been my learns for the year. I feel really excited for the next 12 months and for what's to come. I've got, you know, some things I want to achieve. And one of those things, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, is my new podcast, which is aimed at, so it's going to be called Podcasting 101 with Rachel. It's a weekly podcast that covers all different topics about podcasting. So it's answering your questions, like where to start, how to market, where to publish, where and how to record it, advice on equipment, and loads of stuff more. It's aimed at female business owners and solopreneurs that are looking to start a podcast to add to your already awesome following. It's going to be a solo one, but once a month, I'm going to be joined by guests who have their own podcasts. And the idea here is, much like the Virtually Inspiring podcast sharing VA stories, I'd like to share these podcasters' journey with you so that you can see, you know, from real people, like what it was like to decide on their name and what they did for their strategy, how did they do their planning, and then obviously get a chance to share with you what they talk about in their podcast, which may then be something great for you. So it's going to be launching out in March. So look out for the details. All the kind of finer details will be coming soon. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me, and I wish you all the best of luck for the future. I'll catch you soon. Bye.